getting the ball out fast. So we did what we needed to do, made the calls we needed to call, and just couldn't get there enough.
You're going to reassess the situation out here. This is going to be real difficult.
It's a difficult role, but it is what it is at this point. You got to keep playing football. You're going to lose, some games in this league, and the thing you got to do is come out and just prepare for the next week. So that's our task. Well, it's tough because, you let a lot of people down, I think, especially people in this community. Watched the special this morning with a lot of the, Packer greats, the legends, talking about the whole deal, and I think it was, disappointing, for a lot of people. First of all, it's a loss, but, there's a lot of people that, really want this game. So it let a lot of people down today.
Charles, Mr. Favre still has it, 7 touchdowns, no picks, able to do kind of what he wanted to do out there. Says that he still can play this game.
Again, I don't think there was any question whether he could play the game or not, But again, if you have a quarterback and you're never getting pressure on him, you're never getting to him, any quarterback's going to be pretty successful in this league. And, we didn't get to him, so, hey.
Defensively, did you guys play the scheme that you guys were looking, did you get things that you wanted to do in this game?
Yeah, we did. We called some calls, to try to get to him. And, either he was pointing them out or they were just picking them up. We called some pressure plays and just wasn't getting to him.
How tough is it to see Brett Favre celebrate on your field?
It's tough for anybody, any opponent, to celebrate on this field. It's a loss at home, So that's it. Wins and losses. They found a way to win. That's it.
Can you be too dedicated to a scheme? You guys got some talented players, Pro Bowl players, but maybe the talent's not necessarily being utilized in this 3-4.
Well, I think you just got to make plays. Whether you can be too dedicated or not, we had some opportunities in the game that we let slip through our fingers, and that's that. So we got the players that can play any scheme. We just got to go out and make plays when they present themselves.
How much of the personal foul that has been talked about this week?
Once again, say it again.
Personal fouls you saw earlier today caused the team what looked like 4 points. Was that hyped on this week in practice?
Any personal foul hurts. It doesn't matter, when it is. It's just something you can't do. I don't know why we're getting that call. Why anybody needs to get that call. But it has to stop. It when it does, cost you points. You got to take a hard look at it. As the individual. All penalties hurt, especially those when I know early on when it would have been a field goal situation. You just can't do it.
You guys got within four. Then they come back with a big return and put you guys in a short field again. It really seemed like the field position game was worked against you a lot.
Yeah, field position was rough all day. Special teams. Harvin is proven, to be a pretty good return guy, pretty good player all around. And he gave them great field position all day. We got momentum at times, and then, to take it right back, on the kickoff return hurts the team. And now, you're working with a short field. We just got to play better. There isn't a whole lot you can say about it.
So where is this team right now? You're able to pound up on the weaker brethren, but not able to kind of get over the top on some of the elite teams.
Well, that's where we are. We right now we can't beat, we can't win the big game. Last week, you asked where we are, and I told you, who knows where we are, because we beat two people we're supposed to beat. But when you get into a game where potentially it'll go down to the wire, and you're not able to pull them out, then that tells you exactly where you're at.
Is it a fine line, or is there a gulf here? I mean, is it, or is it just, hey, play here and there? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think it's a fine line. It is. It's a play here, play there. I think that today, you know, there were a lot of missed tackles. Again, you know, we try to put pressure on with some blitzes, and, you know, either he pointed them out and set the protection the right way or threw the ball quick and weren't able to get to him. You know, so.
Is that just his veteran savvy?
I guess so. You know, I would have figured that some of those would have got home, you know, honestly. But, you know, he sniffed it out.
I mean, you know, 8 quarters, no sacks, no picks. You know, there aren't too many quarterbacks in the NFL. This defense is going to do that.
There's not too many. And, you know, we felt like, again, we had enough things called that we didn't call in the first game. And still can't get to him, you know, for whatever reason.
Charles, what about the first half? It seemed like that took the handcuffs off defensively in the second half and got a little more aggressive. Let you get a little looser with it, Al get a little looser with it. What about the difference between the first and the second half?
You know, we just didn't do enough. First half, second half, it doesn't matter. We didn't do enough. Lost a tough game. And, you know, back to work tomorrow.
Colin was very frustrated, outspoken today. He's normally a quiet guy, but he said that for the handcuffs come off, that he used that line, saying that he was a little frustrated with the scheme. I know that you were outspoken after the Minnesota game. Are you happy with where you're at and how much progress you've made since that first game?
Yeah, we've made progress. Again, we called some things. I feel like we called a different game than that first game. But, again, we couldn't get there. So, I tell you, when you lose, you know, all the bad stuff comes out. So, you know, you're going to get some of that, you know, if that continues. But, you know, we got to play the game. You know, we got to make the plays that you know, we can make, and if you don't, then you lose. And guys are going to complain. That's just the nature of it.